This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Arizona Congressman John Shadegg, Republican from the Grand Canyon State's 3rd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, one of the three House committees that had input into health care reform legislation, although Republicans didn't have much input, and that's one of the concerns they continue to have as this process moves forward. The congressman has also released what he considers another slew of special favors. If you look a little bit deeper into the president's call for health care reform. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg. Glad to be with you.
Well, we know about two that really came up during the Senate portion of this debate before the vote on Christmas Eve. There was the Louisiana Purchase and the Cornhusker Kickback. From what we've heard from the mainstream media, the Cornhusker Kickback has been taken out. Is it that simple, or is there more to the story?
Well, they at least contend that they've taken out the Cornhusker Kickback. There is a question about whether Nebraska, represented by Ben Nelson, is still getting special treatment, perhaps along with Michigan, under which it does not have to pay some of the fees, or Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska will not have to pay some fees that are levied on other insurers, according to the Washington Post. So that one has at least been addressed. And, of course, the White House is very prominently claiming, I think to get credit, that the so-called kickback, the exemption from Medicaid payments forever for Nebraska, is gone. Interestingly, while they brag about that special deal for Senator Ben Nelson being gone, they're interestingly or curiously silent with regard to most of the other kind of special deals that were negotiated into the bill by prominent senators or powerful senators as the Senate bill went through.
Well, let's talk about some of these other ones. The Louisiana Purchase, $300 million for that state's Medicaid program designed to attract the vote of Senator Mary Landrieu. You've got retiring Connecticut Senator Chris Dodd adding $100 million for a hospital. You've got benefits for Medicare Advantage recipients in Florida, thanks to Senator Bill Nelson, and some more that we can talk about here in a moment. But as you look at these, is this just good legislating, good wrangling, getting stuff for your constituents? Where do you draw the line on what's twisting the system too far?
Well, I mean, I guess the answer is if your state has a special need and you lobby a bill through to address that special need, that might be a part of a tradition of bringing home the bacon. It's not something I particularly admire as or have seen as my job, but it does happen. The question is that an appropriate course of conduct to engage in when major reform legislation like this is being passed, and is it the kind of thing that ought to be done to buy your votes? In this case, as you mentioned, the Louisiana Purchase was a special deal for Mary Landrieu. The special funding for the University of Connecticut was a special deal to get Chris Dodd's vote. The special provision for Medicare Advantage maybe is the best illustration. That was done for Senator Bill Nelson of Florida, but there are Medicaid Advantage beneficiaries in all 50 states. There are a significant number of them in my state. I know of no case that's been made that Medicare Advantage beneficiaries are needier or more deserving if they live in Florida than those who live in Arizona, and yet, I guess, to get Senator Nelson's vote, this special deal was put through, which doesn't say, well, we're going to deal with a special problem. We'll say, like a hurricane in Louisiana, it's just Senator Bill Nelson happens to have power, and so he gets a special deal cut for Medicare Advantage beneficiaries in his state, exempting them from cuts that are going to occur to the Medicare Advantage program and to its beneficiaries elsewhere in the country. I think that's the line, at least, that I would draw, and that's the point at which I think the American people thought that the president was going to draw when he said, look, we're going to quit allowing powerful members to cut special deals. I'm going to bring you change you can believe in.
We're talking with Arizona Congressman John Shadegg. And, Congressman, I just want to talk about a couple more, one of which actually makes the Louisiana Purchase look a bit small, and that's $600 million in Medicaid spending for Vermont, thanks to Senator Patrick Leahy. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley got special treatment for union workers, specifically longshoremen. $1 billion in research subsidies for New Jersey pharmaceuticals, thanks to Senator Menendez, and probably my personal favorite, the North Dakota situation, where frontier counties would get higher Medicare payments, and just so happens that both of those senators from North Dakota were sponsors of that. So what are your constituents saying and to you, and what are you hearing from those who are aware of this type of insertions into the bill?
Well, I think this is exactly what has made people across America disgusted with this bill. I think it's what concerns them about the length of the bill. It's not just that they don't like big bills, it is that they have become accustomed or cynical to the fact about the fact that special deals are being cut, and they're kind of saying, well, is that the way we ought to legislate? And particularly saying right now, following the campaign of now President Obama, that we were going to have change we could believe in, that he was going to clean up the practices of prior Congresses. I applaud him for that. I applaud him for promising openness. I think the backroom deals that have been cut in the past, whether they were done under Republican or Democrat administrations, are things the American people no longer want to tolerate. They want to believe this kind of activity has stopped. But also, I think they particularly are disgusted with it when they look at overall spending in the country. And I think there is a grave concern about the rest of us in society, average Americans, my wife and I and other Americans in worse shape than we are, tightening our belts, and yet the government seems to be able to have unlimited funds to cut special deals, to buy votes, to get legislation passed, and to do it in a way that benefits a subset of society, not based on principle or some ideal or some special case, but just, hey, you want my vote? I'll be happy to sell it to you. Here's what I need.
We're talking with Arizona Congressman John Shattuck, and we have not exhausted the list, I assure you, of these special deals inserted into the bill. Congressman, you know, and I'm sure you've heard, that reconciliation is on the table in order to get this package through the U.S. Senate. Now we're hearing some members saying, well, as long as we're going to dust off reconciliation, why don't we slap the public option on top of here, too? What do you see as you watch the Democrats put together this strategy?
Well, I wish the president had gone to a blank piece of paper for this meeting on Thursday, been willing to consider ideas to achieve his overall goal, which is to, I guess, by and large, number one, bring down the cost of health care for every American, or at least rein in the speed at which the cost of health care is growing, and cover more Americans. And I think we could have done that. Instead, he has set a series of conditions and said, well, we're going to begin from a new Democrat bill written from the old Democrat bills, which I think have largely been rejected. I think the American people need to continue to pay attention to this debate very carefully to ensure that they don't get taken to the cleaners. I personally believe in health care reform. I think there are things that need to be fixed. I personally think that, for example, the issue of pre-existing conditions is one that every American is worried about. I think I've mentioned on this program before, I have an older sister who's a breast cancer survivor. She should not be in the position where she might lose her coverage and not be able to get coverage again. That's an issue on which I think Republicans and Democrats agree, and we could find middle ground. Unfortunately, at the moment, it would appear the president is pushing forward with an agenda to push through the bill he had last week or for the last year that the American people have already looked at and said they're not very comfortable with.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, great of you to be with us. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Arizona Congressman John Shattuck represents his state's 3rd Congressional District, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.